here with Lake Taylor football coach Hank Sawyer in the rain after his team's 31-6 bounce back win at Western Branch. Coach, we find out about a football team and what you're made of when you fight through adversity. And I think you guys, we saw after the loss to Heritage last week, you guys came out, had a strong start, and you finished up with a very dominant performance.
Yeah, well, it was a sense of urgency, and we preached that all week. It was a sense of urgency for everybody, the whole program, what our goals are and what we're trying to accomplish.
Offensively, you guys have a lot of things right. Tyree Cleary, I thought, threw the football better. You guys used a bunch of different backs, but I thought one of the tone setters for you on defense was your JV commit, Diamante Tucker Dorsey. Yeah, he's flying all over the field.
He's a run stopper. He's a, he wants to lead this team, and this is his time to lead it. And he's a student of the game. You know, he's a coach out on the field. And I just let him do it, and he came through the force tonight.
We talked a bit in pregame about what to expect out of Western Branch. You really didn't know because in scrimmage against South County, they showed some different looks offensively. Tonight, they can, go between the tackles. What were you guys defensively trying to do in terms of containing them, I guess?
Well, to contain them, we knew they wanted to use those backs and all, and we know we had to fill those lanes. It was a real difficult week because we didn't know if they were going to come out in double tight, double wing, spread. We felt like they were going to come out with some stuff that Heritage did, and they did somewhat. And we just practiced all of it. And actually, kids grew up this week because they was able to, look at four or five different offenses and be able to adjust to them. So, we made some mistakes. We had, three penalties, two 15-yard penalties on that drive. They was able to score before the half, and I thought that hurt us a little bit. And at halftime, I challenged them all,
Beyond that, one of the things we highlighted in our preview that I thought was key was tackling and blocking. The fundamentals don't change.
All right, change, yeah.
And you guys didn't have any missed tackles. They could bring a long run. Tucker Dorsey was responsible for that. But I also thought, in addition to that, you clean up some of the penalties and turnovers. They had two at halftime. You had none. Had to be happy about that. But
right.
Special teams, Rashad Russell's actually a threat coming up. He had a couple nice returns tonight.
We think we have some things. We haven't put it all together yet. And, we're mixing the ingredients right now, Matt. We're going to see what we have. You don't have to be good today, but you got to be good. You got to win enough to get in the playoffs, and in the playoffs, you got to do some things.
So it's like the rough draft in the classroom. Rough draft, and then you'll have that keg nice and ready by hopefully November, December in your case.
Right.
Last one, I also felt offensively there were some questions coming in this year about will they lose Wayne Davis, keep on Bruton. I thought your receivers stepped up tonight, and also defensive backs, they got hit last week. Some of those two-way guys I thought showed some improvement from
yes,
game one,
did.
Game two.
And coaches just, we just said we got to coach these kids. They haven't been there. They've been on the team, but they hadn't been there. And we got to coach them, and that's what we did. We coached them.
Well, the Titans bounced back as you would expect.
Well, thank you.